My friend, one of my dearest friends in the world, posted on our Facebook event wall that he wanted to tell a story tonight. I didn't believe him because of what he said would be involved in the story, and now I'm interested to hear it for real. Ed Soderbergh.
I believe what I posted is, I'll tell a story about the time Danny Bass penetrated me in Tokyo. So, I met Danny in China, honestly. I met Danny in China on a study abroad. We're in law school together, and I kind of sent... I didn't really enjoy China that much, and since I was in the hemisphere, I thought, okay, well, maybe I'll fly to Japan after this. Does anyone else want to go? Danny was one of the only two people who said yes. I wish the other person hadn't said yes. She's a separate story. But that's because Danny's kind of adventurous. He travels, you know, light, and he'll go anywhere, and he'll do just about anything, including penetrating me in Tokyo. So we land an hour outside of Tokyo, whatever the name of the international airport is. It's like 10 at night. And we don't know where we're going to stay. I just thought I was going to completely wing this. I sort of spoke Japanese at the time, and I thought, how bad could it be? It's a first world country. I'm not going to die there. So we end up getting a hotel in Ikebukuro, and we get there. It's this, me and Danny share a room, and this girl goes to another room. It's this tiny little room with this tiny little bathroom, showered like you'd think would be on a submarine. So we're just gonna like clean up there and head out. So before we head out, Danny's in the bathroom for a while. And I thought I heard him laughing or something. Maybe he's always tinkering with stuff. And this is the problem. Danny always tinkers with things. So I don't know if anyone's seen the Simpsons episode where they go to Tokyo and there's that really high-tech toilet. It's not quite like that, but it's kind of like that. So I go in and do my thing. And I let a load off, if you know what I mean. And I go to flush the toilet, and I get a really, really, really high-powered enema. Just about went up to my tonsils. And so what had happened is, Danny likes to fuck with everything, technologically. So this toilet had two sliders, right? One slider was what you wanted the toilet to do. This toilet could heat the seat, it could flush, it could be a bidet, effectively, or, you know, it probably did music and stuff, too. And the second slider was the power. So anything, like, if you wanted the seat warm, but you wanted it very hot, you'd slide that all the way up. If you wanted it to flush really high, you'd turn it all the way up. And on the third setting, all the way up, it will give you the world's most violent enema. And that's what happened to me, and that's the time I got penetrated.
I think that story lived up to the promise, Ed. Thank you very much. I'm just moved in with Danny Bass. Danny, don't fuck with our toilet. That's true. Not yet, though.